This Newell Fonda football preview is being brought to you by the Good Samaritan Society of Newell, Screwy Louie's in Newell, DFS in Newell, and by First Community Bank of Newell, Fonda, Pomeroy, and Rockwell City. For this preview of Newell Fonda football, we appreciate having Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin. Coach, what do you like about what you're seeing so far from your team in preseason?
Well, Ryan, we've had an okay preseason here. You know, we got a lot of things to clean up, obviously. Things are not very sharp. We're making a lot of mistakes, but most importantly, this is what starts so many things, and that is effort, and our effort has been good out of our kids, that's got to continue. We want our kids to play hard each and every play, and that's what we've been trying to get them to do. Here the first week and a half of football here, we'll continue to work on cleaning up some of the things that we're doing and put things together here in the next couple of days and get ready to play a game here a week from Friday.
As we're recording here on Tuesday, August 15th, and a lot of guys back that got playing time a season ago. Brian only graduated 3 seniors. Where will that experience, do you feel, benefit you the most?
Well, I think, it's 2 things, Ryan. Obviously, number one, the experience that, we have coming back, will obviously help us, that our kids understand, how to, the difference between the speed of varsity football compared to JV football. There's a great deal of difference between the speed of the game at the varsity level compared to a JV level. That'll help. For the experience will also help, with our kids having an understanding of what we want done and how we want it done. At this level, that JV level is a growing up stage. It's all part of the process, and that down there is for our kids to learn, and hopefully, that year of playing varsity football a year ago will serve us well as we begin this year, that we've learned some of these things of how to play the game and how we want it played and the things we want done, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, and it'll carry us forward. But the second part of that, I guess, Ryan, is there's no givens. We're going to, regardless of the number of people we got coming back on both sides of the football, we're going to have to go out and earn everything we get. And, that's the thing that so many people, I think, fail to realize, is that there is no givens, and you got to go earn it. And we're going to have to earn each and every one each and every week, if we want to be successful.
That's very true. You do have to replace a guy who had a very productive season offensively for you last year in Reed Cruz. So with that said, how is your quarterback situation shaping up?
Well, I think, number one, we lost a awfully good football player in Reed, who's moved on to Buena Vista University now, and hopefully, we'll play well for them, as they begin practice, but we got kids that have been in the waiting and waiting their turn, and we hope now that they're ready to step in. They've followed the process, and we hope that they're ready to step in and lead this football team and make plays from that quarterback position. But, at the current time, I can't say who our starting quarterback is. I can't say who any of our starters are right now, as we're trying to evaluate and see what lineup and what kids are going to be able to give us the best chance to be successful and are going to be able to make plays for us and win football games.
Still things to be determined, and he said still things you need to have cleaned up as you're gearing up for the start of the season, coming off a seventh straight trip to the playoffs a season ago. But what will it take for you to take it, number one, to get back to that point and take it a step or two further as you had been to the Dome the previous three seasons before that? What has to happen for you to take it to another level this year?
Well, you know, I think number one, Ryan, is this district is in our non-district. I mean, you look at the two teams we open up with non-district wise. Coon Rapids Baird 8-1 a year ago, did not make the playoffs, you know, under the new format. Very good football team that beat us, you know, in week one a year ago here on our home field. And then we got a traditionally traditional power in Glidden Ralston week two, you know, in our non-district. And then we entered district play in which, you know, it's going to be a dogfight night in and night out in district football and here in the northwest corner of the state in District 1. You know, as Grettinger returns a number of kids, Benson St. Mary's returns a number of kids, Harris Lake Park only loses two seniors off a runner-up finish in eight-man a year ago, losing to Don Bosco in the state championship game. And, you know, West Bend is West Bend. You know, we know what we're going to get when we play a West Bend football team, you know. And so, you know, it's going to be a dogfight night in and night out in this district, you know. And two, you know, we're going to have to stay healthy. You know, we're probably deeper than we were a year ago at this point. You know, we've had some kids have some good off seasons and are probably ready to take the step to varsity football. But in a small school, you got to stay healthy and you got to avoid that injury, you know, obviously. And right now we're not healthy, as we're probably going to have four seniors not play week one. And, you know, so we're building some depth, which is a good thing. And, you know, three, we got to continue to get better every day and every week. I thought a year ago we kind of plateaued in the middle of the season, and it caught up to us in the district championship game. And then from week eight on through the playoffs, we made some huge strides as a football team in regards to our improvement. And we can't have that plateau. You know, we got to continue to get better each and every week and each and every day. And, you know, the last two things is we got to probably be a little more disciplined than we were a year ago. We made some mistakes that were critical and difference makers during some football games, and we can't afford to make those mistakes and realize that everything matters. And the fifth thing is you got to make plays. And that's the bottom line in this game. You got to be able to block, tackle, and make plays.
The home opener isn't until September 1st, but I was wondering if I could get an update on how the construction of the new field is going.
Well, you know, the construction has come a long ways, you know, and now it appears that, you know, we just got a few things to finish up, install the uprights on the goalpost, you know, get some grass sowed around the complex, you know, where they did dirt work, and you know, check scoreboards and play clocks, and the lights are working, turf been laid, so those things, Ryan, are all in place, and now it's just a matter of, you know, finishing some of these things up.
District, as you said, will be a battle this year, night in and night out, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line for that big one with Harris Lake Park at your place, and opener, as you pointed out, at Coon Rapids Baird, Friday, August 25th. Mustangs football coach Brian Wilkin, thank you, Brian, as always, for the time, and look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Thanks, Ryan. Look forward to visiting with you each and every Saturday morning.
Our Newell Fonda football preview has been brought to you by First Community Bank in Newell, Fonda, Pomeroy, and Rockwell City, DFS in Newell, Screwy Louie's in Newell, and the Good Samaritan Society of Newell.